Jeff around town. That must mean Jeff's here.
Here I am.
Jeffrey.
Hey, Otis. Good morning. So this Jeff around town, Otis, is a little bit different, and I hope it's okay, but, well, it's about you.
Well, it's always okay with me to be all about me.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to embarrass you, but by any definition, you are a Renaissance man. You're a writer, musician, broadcaster, so many more things on and on. You're also an incredible mentor. At least you have been to me, and I'd like to touch on that in just a moment. But first,
you left out frescoes, but go ahead.
Okay. Oh, you're a chef. You're a bread baker.
Yeah.
So I want to touch on mentorship in just a moment. But first, I want to ask you, what motivates you when you are creating? What is that internal spark?
It's pleasure oriented. There's a certain pleasure. There's this different kind of mind state you get in when things are flowing, like, you know, from writing music or performing.
Sure.
Or if I'm writing something or if I'm performing in front of people as I have in the past, there's a certain mindset. Mm. There's a certain, I don't know, is it theta waves? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're
just in a zone.
Yeah.
And then when you have a chance to do that, it's wow.
Can you tap into that naturally just on a dime, or does it take?
No, you can't count on that. I had a good friend of mine who talked about writing and stuff. You got to put your butt in the chair every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you got to be ready in case it happens. That's it.
Yeah, Stephen Pressfield, I don't know if you've ever read The War of Art, but he says show up every day and then your muse will start showing up.
You got to be ready when she starts talking.
That's right. Do you, on to mentorship, do you enjoy that? Is there something that, you know, do you feel that you just want to share your knowledge and expertise?
If you get a chance to do that. I don't know that when it's happening I ever think of it as mentoring. It's just like, wow, it's just somebody I want to talk to and maybe pass on something because they ask a question. So I don't necessarily think about, I think I'll mentor for a while.
Yeah, right.
What's on your schedule today? I'm mentoring
from 3 to 4.
Yes.
So. Well, I just like to share with our listeners two quick examples. About 20 years ago, Otis, when I was writing my memoir, I made the pilgrimage to your house when you were still living in Walnut, Iowa. And you were so kind to me. I reached out and you said, yeah, come on over. And we spent a couple of hours talking about writing. And I just want to thank you for that. That meant the world to me, and it allowed me to continue writing my book and to publish it.
Well, you had such an interesting story to begin with, and the book was well written, and by golly, it was my pleasure.
Well,
so, yeah, I remember that day, actually.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, another moment I'll share with our listeners. When I first came in, the very first time I came to sit in with you in the studio, I think it was about February of 21, height of the pandemic, we're masked up. We have to be socially distant.
Yeah.
And it's cold, and I'm wearing glasses, and I'm sitting as, you know, the studio isn't that big. I'm trying to sit 5-6 feet away. And my glasses, you're trying to show me some things.
Fogging up.
I didn't know if I told you that. I didn't want to say anything. You're showing me. First you click this, and you do this. And I was like, I can't see anything.
Welcome to the cockpit of 747. First you do this level. Wow. Did you get that? Yeah, I think so.
I just want to thank you, Otis. You've been so kind to me, and you've been your wise counsel, your generosity. I just can't thank you enough.
Thanks a lot. And just let me say, I've referred to you as my co-pilot. A lot of times I'll say, my co-pilot, Jeffrey Katerba, coming in tomorrow to cover Wednesday. Well, you're the pilot very soon, and I'm real excited about the future of the station and what you're going to bring to the mornings here at KVNO. So thank you for letting me retire.
I'll fly over your house on occasion.
Yeah, there you are. Around town. Around my town. Around Jeffrey, around my town.
Thanks,
KVNO.